Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the 12th of the things that a person wants to keep on his mind, or her mind. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos turns to us and tells us that one of the things we have to think about in our lives is to take account of what we spend, how much time we're spending on issues of today versus issues of the ultimate, of the divine, of Olam Haba. Let me tell you a quick story. It's a story of a guy who was going on a trip. He was going to be on the trip for 2 weeks. He was going to two foreign countries. The first country was a stopover. He was going to be there for a day and a half. After that day and a half, the trip was going to continue and he would be in the second country. In both countries, English wasn't the primary language. And so the fellow decided, if I have to spend a day and a half waiting for the plane to refuel, I'm going to spend that day and a half fully checking out the middle country. And he spent time, and he prepared an itinerary, and he studied the language. He was a complete and total expert on the language, the style, the customs, the culture of the middle country. Then, when he got onto the ship, and he traveled to the country, to the stopover country, everyone was amazed. He had the best of times. Anyone who hung with him knew how great he was. They understood and appreciated him to the greatest of his values. Even the countryman remarked, "Look how amazing this gentleman is. He's not from here, and he understands not only our language, but our culture as well. We really like him." He got back on the boat a day and a half later and landed in his ultimate destination and discovered he was totally unprepared for his visit over there. He didn't know the language, he didn't know the place, he didn't know anything. He didn't even have anybody to lead him within the process. The Chovos HaLevavos highlights the end of this story. The Chovos HaLevavos tells us if we spend all our time in this world preparing and becoming experts on the middle station, if we spend all our time here, it's like we're here on a stopover. We can spend our energies and thinking and preparations and goal planning just for this world. We're taking a big gamble. Because unlike the guy who's traveling on the ship, we need to understand for ourselves that we don't know how long we're traveling. We don't know the budget for the stopover. The only thing we know is that we are going to be here temporarily, and we are trying to make sure that we get into Olam Haba, into the world to come. The person who's traveling to Israel and has a stopover in Madrid is better off spending more time preparing for the ultimate trip to Israel and not spending the most of his time on the preparation for the trip to Madrid. That doesn't mean you can't think and learn about Spain. It doesn't mean that there's no place in life and for the person to prepare an itinerary for the day and a half that he spends in Madrid. But what the Chovos HaLevavos was trying to get us to think about is the understanding that if we spend too much time preparing for the trip to Madrid, and we don't even bother to think about our ultimate destination, everything we spend time on could be a waste. Moreover, says the Chovos HaLevavos, in our lives when we set goals, if we're setting those goals to try to achieve something, we need to consider the fact that our goals may, by the time they're achieved, may be worthless. The person who spends time as a youngster saving money for the latest fad. I remember when those fidget spinners were in, and they had all fancy schmancy delancy fidget spinners. And I remember one of the kids asking us very clearly that he wanted to save his money in order to get a certain type of fidget spinner. It was the latest one that everybody wanted. But by the time he got around to earning enough to have it, it wasn't a tremendously large amount. Not only was that the cool part of that fidget spinner no longer cool, the entire fad had disappeared. This happens quite often in our lives as well. We have to think about what we spend our time on and what our goals are and how much time we spend on them. If we do that, we are going to create a different status within our lives. We're going to learn how to appreciate the whens and the wheres of what we're spending our time on, and it will create not only a good moment, but a good eternity as well. Have a great day.